Message number 909. The doctrine of darkness, the great apostasy which will spring from the loins in my church, will descend like a great thick mist. Saturday, September 14, 2013 at 0300. My dearly beloved daughter, I am the voice in your midst who tries to make myself heard among those leaders who spread apostasy and who rule in the four corners of the earth. The doctrine of darkness, the great apostasy which will spring from the loins in my church, will descend like a great thick mist upon all unsuspecting Christians very soon. The plan to suppress the truth has begun, and soon twisted versions of my holy doctrine will become clear to many of you. But while they will trade the truth for lies, the Holy Spirit will rise against my enemies. My light will still be visible amidst all the confusion which the leaders of the greatest apostasy of all time will bring to bear on the world. They will not rest until the world become like heathen with no love for me, Jesus Christ. The secular world will be deemed to be the just one, the one where each man will be encouraged to follow their own lusts and desires. Every attempt will be made to dampen the presence of the Holy Spirit. They will deny my suffering on the cross and the significance of the need to earn salvation, though it be given to anyone who redeems himself to me and who asks for my mercy. They will not just force-feed God's children with lies about me and my teachings, they will persecute those who question such lies. Those who challenge the leader of my church from within will be dealt with ruthlessly, and not a shred of mercy will be shown. Those of you who accept false doctrines from those who say they represent my church and know in your heart that they could not come from me, then I will help you. I will comfort you as I guide you. You must never deny the truth or give in to those whose lust for power means that they will lie in my name if they can remain on favorable terms with my enemies. Your faith will be truly tested. I come now to bring you the truth only because you will be denied the truth. When this happens, you will not be allowed to declare the truth to other souls who cannot survive without it. Pray for the mercy of your own souls and for those who will be led into grave error by my enemies. Your Jesus.